Online marketing and communications. Marketing know-how for your business.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Online Marketing and Communications. I'm talking to you from the Doghouse studio here in Stockholm, Sweden. Thank you very much for coming along to listen. And today I'm going to be talking about traffic, why you need it, how to get it. And so without further ado, let's dig into that. So to set the parameters up for my podcast today, let's make one thing very clear. I'm not talking about traffic to your social media profiles, and I'm not talking about traffic to all those other outposts that you might have. I'm talking about traffic to your website. And let's face it, without traffic to your website, your digital marketing, your online marketing, your inbound marketing, content marketing, call it whatever you will, is going to struggle. You shouldn't underestimate the need to invest in getting traffic. When I say invest, I don't necessarily mean pay-per-click, although I'm going to talk about that in a bit. I mean invest the resources of your company, whether that means hiring someone to do the content creation for you, hiring someone to actively promote what you do online, or if it's you yourself taking time out of your working day to allocate considerable effort to traffic generation. There is so much discussion about social media, about creating content, without enough emphasis being put on traffic. You need traffic. And it's not traffic for traffic's sake. It's highly targeted traffic. And remember, it's always better to have 200 visitors a day who are interested in what you have to offer compared to 20,000 a day who are just clicking through because they saw a piece of link bait and really aren't interested in your services and offerings. So we need to have a strategy in place whereby we're going to be bringing in highly targeted traffic to our website on a daily basis. Now, I know that a lot of you who listen to the show are small businesses or startup entrepreneurs, and that's where one of the biggest hurdles is. You probably don't have a huge budget to invest in getting traffic. You're so busy networking, going to events, doing what you need to do to create your products or grow your business by actually doing the work that you haven't got time for implementing an active traffic strategy. It's a kind of a catch-22 when it comes to online marketing, because if you don't do the online traffic generation, if you don't do enough work to get traffic to your website, your online marketing is never really going to work. It's going to work like a business card for you. You might go to events and say, hey, check out my website at doghousestudio.com.org.whatever. People might click through and then they might take action. But really, they're your websites, not much more than a calling card, an online magazine, an online prospectus or brochure. That's the word I'm looking for, an online brochure. But online marketing that drives traffic to your website, making offers, resonating with prospects, and then working to get them further into the conversion funnel, pushing them down that sales funnel, getting them to take action and then to become customers. You know, that's the real holy grail of digital marketing. And it takes effort. It takes investment. If you are a new startup and you're a small shop, and I use shop for consultant, agency, bureau, whatever, if you're a small team in your niche starting out, where do you put that emphasis to get your return on investment? So many online marketers preach the gospel of content marketing. I mean, we at Moondog, we make a lot of our income through content marketing, through creating ebooks. We just did one for IKD, Inspired Kitchen Design, a really lovely looking ebook that Jean-Jo put together with Jen, which is now working with their inbound marketing strategy, getting people into their newsletter, working at getting conversions that way. And some people are blogging or using podcasts like I'm doing now to get people coming into traffic, coming into the website. And so I'm not knocking inbound content marketing at all. But what I'm saying is, or trying to say, is that for a small business just starting up, establishing your first website, it is going to take time to get traffic, to get organic traffic. You are going to have to work very, very hard networking and joining the conversation in social to really drive people to your website in any great numbers. And this is where I think it can be worth considering pay-per-click advertising in the early days of your business, particularly. It's that catch-22 situation, isn't it? You need to make more money to grow your business, but to grow your business with your online marketing, you need to invest in it. And yes, you find so many hours in the day where you can create content to get that inbound marketing going, but you're going to need an injection of traffic, of high traffic. And that's where pay-per-click can be very useful. By pay-per-click, I mean things like Google AdWords, where you go into Google AdWords, set up an account, and you create a variety of small adverts that appear across the web. You can have them appear just in mobile or desktop. You can use remarketing. So, for example, someone might land on your website, look at a particular page which is optimized for keywords, and then as they go away and surf around the net, that kind of advert that you have produced follows them around. You know what it's like. You go to Facebook, the same advert appears as when you go on to The Guardian or Svenska Dagbladet or whatever. That advert follows you around. That's remarketing. But Google is one of the first places really to start out with pay-per-click advertising. And you shouldn't underestimate its value. It is incredibly important because it's a great way of allowing you to test how your site is doing. Let's say you go out and hire a company to make you a nice website, a company like Moondog. We make a website for you. You can see the pages. We've got everything lined up. But we won't know how pages are converting until there's a real input of traffic to particular pages. 5 visitors, 20 visitors a day is not enough to start making decisions based on data. I don't think you can really start to understand whether your landing pages are working until you've at least got 500, preferably 1,000, preferably more than that visitors to your pages. It takes time. You can start to see trends around about 500 visitors, I think, but I still would be wary of it. Now, we recently became Google partners, and we're lucky enough to have a contact person, Veronica, here in Stockholm, who works for Google, a Google support person who works directly with us. And one of the things that I have learned working with Google on AdWords is the amount of investment that you really have to do make as a customer. For example, you've got to invest in at least a month's campaign. That doesn't mean that you develop one advert and see how it performs over that month. It means creating a number of adverts. Almost saying AdWords because it is Google AdWords. It means creating a number of adverts to run with your AdWords account, not just that one, to see which performs better, that some might perform it more, you know, much better than others. It means varying the amount of spend that you're investing. You know, you might need to put more money into your campaign if you're not winning in the bids to be seen. One of the tricky things, I think, really for people getting started with AdWords advertising to begin with is knowing how much to invest. Typically, people invest too little and then don't get the results that they were hoping for. They don't invest for a long enough period. And in conjunction with Google, they recommend a minimum of a month. And having seen how it works ourselves, just with pay-per-click advertising for Moondog, a month campaign is the minimum that I would recommend that you do. Now, it can be terrifying, and I know this from first-hand experience, seeing your budget, the money that you've got, going up in AdWord clicks, that you're paying for your advert clicks, and not getting conversion. It becomes very, very stressful. But at the same time, you are paying for a real insight into how pages on your website are performing. Real world case scenario here is we had a number of landing pages. We decided to see how two landing pages, a Swedish landing page, an English landing page, were how they were working, whether they were good enough. We invested quite a bit of money to drive traffic to them over a month. And very quickly, we saw some things that were working, some things that weren't. And that investment over the month enabled us to get the kind of conversions at the end that we wanted. Now, although we got a client out of it, what I learned most was the kind of things that we needed to be doing more on our landing pages that we weren't doing. I discovered that putting faces looking at call to actions was very, very important, that it's a way of directing the eye. We saw better results with that. And also some key words that I found on the page that helped conversion as well. I also discovered that video wasn't as a powerful conversion mechanism as I thought it would be for our target audience and for that particular thing that we were trying to sell. So we learned quite a bit from that investment by that injection of traffic. So the bottom line for me really with Google AdWords is give it a try if you've got the money. Look at the benefits because you're going to be able to make decisions about how your website, your marketing is performing based on that traffic injection. You're going to need to work with your AdWords, your adverts during the course of the month that you run your campaign, because you're going to need to be able to make adjustments. There are particular, maybe you don't need to run the ads on Saturday and Sundays, that people who are, you know, say for example, we discovered, you know, in the B2B, I thought that we wouldn't need to run adverts on Saturdays and Sundays, but actually when we tested running them there, that's where we actually got conversions that we were looking for, which was very surprising. So it's going to be a process that you really, really have to work with and have a bit of ice in your stomach, is I magen, to really stick with it and know that it's going to work. If it's your last amount of money and you're desperate, I don't know. I can't tell you that it is the most important source of investment in your traffic, but I would say it's something that you're going to need to consider. And of course, the other thing is that investing in Google AdWords isn't necessarily something that you just do when you're starting up your business. It could be when you're launching a new product further down the line. You've been in business for years. You might need that injection of traffic that's not coming from organic content creation, that injection that pay-per-click will bring. If you're bringing out a new product, maybe you need to test by suddenly getting a whole bunch of traffic to a new page, a new product where you've not already built a platform for. Now, before I leave the subject of pay-per-click, the other thing there to be aware of is pay-per-click on Facebook and Twitter. They're very, very good and quite reasonably priced, I think, both systems, and good ways of finding different audiences. The good thing about Facebook, and we've run Facebook ads for a couple of clients, is that it really enables you to get a lot of, what's the word, demographic information. You can really drill down into your target audience, and you can really, really discover, you can really target your ads really, really specifically at your target audience, the more you know about them. I also think that the possibility, the options with graphic adverts, I keep wanting to say AdWords, the options that you can do graphically with Facebook in particular are really, really striking. Of course, you're going to be competing against other advertisers, but there is something that will pull people into adverts that you run on Facebook. Similarly on Twitter, I think Twitter's very good. People are beginning to wise up though, that free, you know, tweets that we all put out, we're beginning to wise up to putting out images along with our tweets to capture people's interest and catch their eye. But still, paid advertising on Twitter, just like Facebook, is a great way of getting your messages really in front of people. Of course, if you go down this route, you really need to make sure that your copy is spot on. With Google AdWords, when you've got a bunch of adverts, you can vary them over the month, over the time that you're running them. You can pause certain ads, you can start another one. You're not tied into just one particular image. The thing that I've learned with Twitter ads, if you do a sponsored tweet, for example, particularly directed at your goal, you're going to have to make sure you have a variety of those to test those. Because if you've got that one image that you're using to promote your service, that tweet with an image, it could fall flat. And then you'd put all your investment money in just one tweet. You need to be quite careful about that, making sure that you're not limiting yourself to just the one advert. I actually discovered, although Twitter advertising brought a lot of traffic, I actually discovered that just organic use on Twitter, just putting offerings and putting out, talking about the services that we offer ourselves on Twitter, was almost as good. When we did this for a month, we ran Twitter ads and we ran a really strong promotion of our services just by tweeting about them. We got as many conversions, as many sales inquiries through tweets that I just put out as the Twitter ads themselves. I did get people asking me whether I was trying to spam the hell out of our Twitter account. And I, as I said at the time, you've got to test these things to how they work. But certainly, if your target audience is more on Facebook than in Google search, or is more on Twitter than in Google search or Facebook, you might want to consider social pay-per-click. Don't underestimate its value. You need to know a lot about your audience, and you really have to have really, really highly targeted landing pages that work and that you're confident in. Otherwise, you could be investing your money in a traffic generation project that gets the traffic but doesn't get the conversion. And that's where the frustration will really boil over. So that's it for this week. All the show notes that go along with this episode are available at moondogmarketing.com/149. And if you've got any comments or thoughts, do bung me a tweet on Twitter at John Buscal, JONBUSCALL. Or if you want to email me, just go along to moondogmarketing.com/contact and fill in the form there and I'll get your message. I'll be back very soon with episode 150. In the meantime, thanks so much for listening.
Online marketing and communications. Marketing know-how for your business.
As always, recorded in the Doghouse studio. For more, visit moondogmarketing.com.